Hello, my beautiful ladies. I hope you're well. Welcome to July. I am so excited for this month and for the remainder of the year because we're going to be diving really, really, really deep into the polarities of masculine and feminine energy, and specifically feminine energy, since this is a group of amazing goddesses. Masculine and feminine energy is something that's within both all of us. Both of those energies are within us, and one generally dominates more than the other in different aspects of our lives. Like, I feel like when it comes to business, for me, I definitely portray more of my masculine energy, but I know where to kind of throw some of that feminine energy in. In relationships, I feel like I am trying to possess more of my feminine energy for multiple reasons, which we will actually undertake in the months. We'll have an entire month on just relationships. But for this month, we're going to just go into the basics of masculine and feminine energy, what they are, why it's important, and also how we can embody more of that feminine energy in our day-to-day lives. So it'll be a very practical, easy, and flowing month. And I'm super, super excited to do this with y'all. It's the start of Cancer season. Cancer season is affiliated with all things home and family. And so I think this is like the perfect time for us to start diving deep into our feminine embodiment. So if we go back in history, you'll learn that the feminine energy was very much empowered. It's only been in the last century where things have really changed and masculine energies have become very dominating. But back in the day, it was really women. It was like the whim of women that was so magical, right? We can create. Even tribes would go to women to see when they should hunt, when they should stop hunting, when was a good time for them to nurture the soil, when it was a good time for them to go ahead and harvest. A lot of the decisions that were made in these groups or collectives were actually made by women. And over time, this power, I think, became a little bit intimidating for men in society. And soon, women that were very much in tune with nature, or women that were very much in tune with universal laws, were seen as witches or sorceresses. And eventually, they were burned at the stake. And really, when you look back at witchcraft on a whole, we have a negative connotation to it, but really, feminine energy, when it's embodied and when we're connected, when we're in tune, when we're tapped in, is actually witchcraft, but used in a very positive way. It's really just showing us alignment with the energies around us. We are not individualized beings. We are connected to the earth. We're connected to the universe. We're connected to all these energies. And as women, we have a very powerful connection to that. And oftentimes that can be seen as very intimidating. So it was the times of civil war and famine and destruction that was happening on the earth that men really decided to take over and made women take on a much more submissive role. So of course, masculine energy is dominated. And as we can see today, it is masculine energy that's praised more so than feminine energy. And so for this month and for future months, we're really going to talk about how it's important to embody both, how to balance both, and in what ways to balance it. Because ultimately, we do hold both energies within us. All beings do. Nature does, right? There's yin and yang. There's summer and winter. There's hot and cold. There are both polarities existing all around us universally. And so in order for us to be one with the universe, in order for us to be able to manifest the lives that we want, I think that this internal balance is also very important, but more so than the balance, really becoming cognizant of the energies and knowing how to use them, right? We all have our superpowers. We just have to learn how to use them. And this is another one of our superpowers as women, especially, that we need to learn to utilize. It isn't talked about very much. So what exactly is masculine and feminine energy? Again, remember, we have both of them within us. Masculine energy is the very dominating, ambitious, acquiring energy. It's the one that likes to make decisions really quickly. It likes to go ahead and compete with others. You know, think about men, right? They love competition. Masculine energy is also very fiery. They love taking action. They love to build. They love to fix things. So, you know, we know a lot of men, and when we tell them a problem, they want to just fix it, right? I mean, we have also probably read that in Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. It's the masculine and feminine energy that actually makes that happen. Men are also very protective. They're very strong and stable and confident. They love making decisions. They like having direction. They like having purpose. And generally speaking, masculine energy uses words more than emotions, okay? It uses actions more than feelings. And it doesn't really hold on to things, whether it be emotion or tangible things. It's something that allows release very quickly. It's the feminine energy that tends to hold on a little bit more. Masculine energy craves importance, and they love it when they are given compliments, okay? Not to say that feminine energy doesn't, but as feminine energy, we tend to give a lot of those compliments. Masculine energy is also very independent, very analytical, uses a lot of our left brain, and is very much involved with ego or anger or even inner conflict. So now let's talk about feminine energy. Feminine energy is like watery, very water, and it doesn't mean that it's better or worse than masculine energy. I want to reiterate that I'm not anti-male or anti-masculine energy. It's just that we need to find a really great balance. Feminine energy is very creative. It's inspiring. It's the energy that creates life, right? Think about it. We have this womb. Whether or not you decide to have children or can have children, physiologically, we are born with the ability to procreate or have a womb that is designed to be able to procreate. It loves beauty. It loves creativity. Feminine energy is very nurturing, very supportive. It desires love and it craves to receive love. It's very receiving rather than doing. Masculine energy actually loves for feminine energy to receive love, by the way. So, you know, as women, I know, especially in a very masculine dominated world, we tend to want to show everyone how independent we are and how we can handle everything on our own. And that's actually very masculine energy. Feminine energy is very comfortable with receiving help, receiving support, receiving protection. Feminine energy is also very intuitive. That gut feeling comes from our feminine energy. So if you really want to build on working up your intuitive skills, you need to work on embodying more of that feminine energy. Feminine energy is also very fluid. It's very easy. It goes with the flow. It's very emotional and it's passionate, but it flows from one moment to another. Feminine energy craves adoration. We love being admired. We love being appreciated. Feminine energy is also very, very intelligent. It's very empathetic. It's very understanding. It's very compassionate. So having a strong compassion towards yourself means that you're embodying more of your feminine energy. The more connected you are to your mind, your body is also very much feminine energy. And so again, I want you to remember that both masculine and feminine energy are equally important and necessary to be balanced, to get things done, to have a healthy relationship. We need both our masculine and feminine energy to be present. We just need to realize when and how much of each energy is necessary at different times in our lives. And the key is to create that balance, that dance between the two, and knowing when to use each.